Have you ever seen a pillow that goes all the way across the bed?
I've not seen it. My mother said she slept on one all her life. It was called a bolster.
I'd like to see one of those. I've never seen it either. I guess
there are any in existence, probably.
And if it were real cold, you might put what on the bed at night?
Extra cover, quilts.
Do you have any other names for quilts?
No, not for quilts. Then we have blankets, comforters.
And what's the difference between, say, a quilt and a blanket and a comforter?
Well, blankets are made out of a soft material that's all in one piece. And quilts are usually made from scraps that are pieced together and then put with a lining with cotton batting in the center, and it's quilted together. And then a comforter is two pieces of material with cotton in the middle and it's tacked together. And sometimes it's got feathers of down in between those comforters.
Do you quilt yourself, do that kind of
thing? I have quilted. I've helped my mother.
She still likes to do it?
In a way, her eyesight's getting so bad now, she's not doing it, and we have not quilted it in several years now.
Would you say that's kind of an art that's passing away?
It is passing away. We have some that still does it.
Have you ever been, or do you ever know there being right here groups of people, or a group of people get together and quilt?
Quilting party, quilting bee, something like that would be just a term we would use. Mostly quilting party.
Do they have those anymore?
No.
Now say that you got five bedrooms, it might not happen, but say you had so much company that you couldn't sleep everybody, so you had to
make down pallets.
What types of land or soil do you usually have on the farm?
We have sandy land, a loamy soil, a clay soil in this area.
And you prefer that your land is how? It has to be what to grow crops?
But it needs to be fertile.
Mm-hmm. You ever use the term bottom land or low land?
In some areas where it's down near a creek or branch or river, it's bottom land.
If you had to say a low-lying grassy area, do you have a name for that around here?
Just.
Or say a field that's good for nothing other than raising grass and clover and alfalfa.
We just call it pasture.
Pasture. Have you ever heard anyone around here call it set meadow or anything like that?
No.
Now say there was some land and water standing in it all the time. Is this
marshy land?
Or
swamp land?
Anything else that you've ever heard it called?
I'm not sure about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, say if you wanted to plant something on a swampy land, what would you have to do to the land then?
Drain the land.
And you might dig something to
ditch.
Would you ever call that a canal or just
not? Not here, no.
Can you tell me some of the different kinds of, say, water, running water, especially they have around here?
Well, we have a branch, creek, and rivers.
What's the difference between those three?
Well, the branch is small, the creek's a little larger, and the river's a little larger.
So it's just a matter of size. You say you had a deep, narrow valley that was cut by a stream of water that was about 10 feet deep.
Gully.
Gully. Do you ever call that a ravine, or anybody call it a ravine?
Well, yes, I've heard ravines.
You think gullies will come in here?
Well, gullies really is, to me, is where the land has washed out in deep holes, and ravines to me is